There's an interesting halacha to know when davening at home, and that is davening facing a picture. Many of us at home in our dining room or in the study, we have pictures of gedolim, children, grandchildren, or even a nice random picture. So when davening facing a picture, one is faced with a seat in Shulchan Aruch. Now, davening, Shulchan Aruch already says, Shulchan Aruch speaks about this, and he says it's incorrect to daven facing a picture. And the reason for this is that pictures distract attention. So when it comes to Shemona Esra, where the most kavana is needed, we make sure not to daven facing a picture, so not to lose focus of the kavana that's needed during Shemona Esra. Now, there are two exceptions to this halacha. Number one is if the picture is placed higher than the height of a person, then the Mishaburah says that the Issa doesn't apply. There's no problem with that davening there if the picture is higher. It's only if it's the same height of a person or below, that's when it would attract attention and disturb the person's kavana. And there's another solution to this, is that you can actually close your eyes. Closing your eyes would help, even if there's a picture in front of you, that would be okay. And this halacha is very relevant, when it comes to a shiva house. When it comes to a shiva house, it's very common that people have pictures of gedolim, of children, again, on their dining room. And in a shiva house, there's usually a minyan. It's likely that some people that are coming to daven, they are facing those pictures. Now, those pictures should be removed, or they should be placed higher than the height of a person. That's a very important halacha to know when it comes to a shiva house. It's also neged when it comes to sukkahs. It's actually neged to the stipler gone. The stipler, in his old age, he used to daven alone at home. And when it came to sukkahs, he refused to daven in a sukkah. They asked him, why not daven in a sukkah? You're anyway davening at home. He said because he's got pictures in his sukkah of Gedolei Hador. He had pictures of Gedolei Hador from Litta. He probably had a picture of himself out there, which he didn't realize. The Gabon probably put up. He was scared that of the Sifan Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to daven where it was facing a picture. So the stipler, he actually went inside his house to daven the tefillahs during sukkahs when he would daven beichidus. What would you say to this shayla? Let's say a person's got a beautiful picture, but it's a picture of the koisel. The koisel ma'arovi, some people can get it in gold. You can get a beautiful picture, a picture of the koisel. Now here is an argument to say that maybe it actually adds to your kavanah. Maybe there's a maila actually to daven in front of the kofel, because after all, the Mishnah tells us, the Shulchanot tells us, that a person should be mechavanes liboy, that as if he's davening lifnei the Beit HaMikdash. We all know that Mishnah, that you should be mechavanes liboy, that you're standing lifnei Beit Kodesh HaKadoshim. So maybe, yes, you can't really daven in front of a normal picture of a chesa person, a gomel, but maybe when it comes to the kofel, maybe that's going to add to your kavana. They actually asked this to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and he wasn't too impressed. He said there's a person shouldn't differentiate, that you shouldn't make a chilek between the two different pictures. Totally zohi, even so, when it comes to the kofel maravi, a person should still not daven in front of a picture of a kofel maravi. What's very interesting is that there's a recent fashion that on some of the sheets that shuls distribute of Divrei Torah before Shabbos, they sometimes insert a picture of the rabbi or the rov that published the very article. They put a picture of the rov on top of the article. That's a very recent fashion that we have. So it's interesting that this may perhaps be included in what the Ramah writes, because the Ramah actually extends the problem of davening facing a picture to where you have a picture in your siddur. The Ramah tells us in Siman Tzadi, Sivka Chav Gimel, that you shouldn't daven from a siddur which has pictures in. In your siddur, that Bashmina Esra should not be any pictures. So it's possible that if a person is davening and near him he has one of these sheets of Divrei Torah that shows the picture of the Rav or the Rabbi that published that article, it's possible that this would be included in what the Ramah writes, that one should avoid davening facing such a picture. So all this is relevant to davening facing a picture. Now, I want to deal with davening facing a mirror. Now, you should know, davening facing a mirror is no shaykhus to davening facing a picture. They're two different things. Davening facing a mirror is a whole different reason, because it looks like you're bowing to yourself. It looks like you're bowing to your image. It looks like you're giving yourself power. Someone coming in would say that maybe he's bowing down to himself. And this is brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tzadi. It's Katan Ayin Aleph. And this can be relevant when it comes to Chasna halls. It comes to Sheva Brachos halls. Sometimes you've got a very nice hall. There's mirrors dotted all over the place. And sometimes on the doors, sometimes on the walls. So one should take into account not to daven facing the mirrors. But with mirrors, it's offered to daven in front of a mirror, even with your eyes shut. Because the reason isn't because it's going to disturb your kavana. With pictures, davening in front of a picture, the reason was because it's mevatel your kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you close your eyes, it helps. But when it comes to davening facing a mirror, there's a whole different reason, because there it looks like you're bowing to yourself. It looks like to other people that you're bowing to yourself. And therefore, closing your eyes, says the Mishnah Berurah, will not help. Now, I must tell you that there's something very negair. You're going to say to me that davening facing a mirror is not so relevant. That's like a true, but there's a shaila which is very shechiach. And that is davening facing a window where it's dark outside, and sometimes the window shows like a mirror. It shows one's image and the face. You can actually see sometimes. What would you say to a window which actually has a sort of reflection like a mirror? Really, the initial thought would be that it would have the same halacha as a mirror, in which case it would be also to daven in front of a window which shows like a mirror. In fact, in Lederman Shul, again, the stipler gone, he used to daven there. There, on either side of the Oron HaKodesh, there were two pillars made of a type of laminate which would reflect like a mirror. And the stipler would tell people not to daven there because it's considered as davening facing a mirror. The stipler would actually tell people not to daven there. Now, the mindset of a person is forced to daven near such a window which actually shows its reflection like a mirror, there would be an eter to close his eyes. Now, let me explain why. Because firstly, this is based on two reasons. Number one is the Sheva Talevi writes his opinion that it only applies, this itself, it looks like you're bowing to yourself, only applies to a proper mirror which is made in a way that it should show your reflection. That's the Ikka Tachlis of a mirror. But when it comes to a window, we don't say that for us. That's number one, the Sheva Talevi had a limit chus over there. And number two is a very interesting taina of the Das Torah. The Marasham had a very interesting taina. He said, what's the reason? It looks like you're bowing to yourself. But hang on a second. When you bow in a mirror, the reflection also bows. So it's very difficult to believe that it looks like you're bowing to yourself, where the person in the mirror, which is yourself, is also bowing. A very interesting chap. And therefore, in his opinion, this whole issa doesn't apply. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does bring it. But at least when it comes to a window, there we have two svaras. The Hokel, number one, is the Sheva Talevi claims the whole Issa doesn't apply altogether when it comes to a window. And secondly, you can be Messiah, the Shitta of the Das Torah, who holds that is this svara of looking, it looks like you're bowing to yourself, doesn't apply altogether, even by a real mirror. Now, although we'll have to be Machmeh by a normal mirror, the Mishnah Berurah does bring it. However, when it comes to windows, we can be Mekel, the Shach of Torah, a person can daven with his eyes closed. That would be a way forward, because even the Das Torah would hold that you can't daven with your eyes open by a mirror, because it's no different to a picture. But with your eyes closed in front of a mirror, that would be a way forward. That would be a very interesting halacha lamaisa to take out. Some shuls locally, I know that they have certain windows which are literally like a mirror style, and that would be useful to know to try and avoid it. But if it's not easy to avoid, then it would be correct to close one's eyes during Shemini Esrei when davening in front of such a mirror. Tell us.